Well, we come to this special time in our segment where we do the welcome and announcements, and we certainly want to welcome you who are listening to our online services. We're grateful that now we can offer both. We can offer the online service and also person-to-person worship in the church. And you'll find that we have made some guidelines and we adopted some things to try to make not only the worship experience the best that it can be, but also to try to protect and to follow the guidelines that are put forth for this COVID-19 thing. We recognize that it's a serious time in our country, and the leadership of your church has been working together to try to bring you some guidelines and things that will follow with the CDC guidelines and some of the recommendations from our leaders. This time, or this month, or this week, we always practice Holy Communion on the first Sunday of the month, and this Sunday is also the time that we will do communion. But you'll notice individually prepackaged communion cups with a wafer will be available in the narthex when you come for the first Sunday each month. And we will take communion in our pew. We'll follow the same rituals and different things, but we'll do communion a little different way. These are sanitized, and I think you'll find them to be a good substitute for kneeling at the altar rail and doing different things. There's no substitute ever for worshiping the Lord. So thank you for the patience in these last couple months, and hope and pray that you'll be able to come to church and worship with us in person. It's an important thing. And we never want to be a stumbling block for anybody in their faith, walk with Jesus Christ. So we try to do our very, very best, and we don't want to hamper anybody. We're going to continue to do the online services along with the in-person services, and would welcome your feedback. Phil and I work together on putting together these online services, but we would like your feedback. Tina Crowder Oaks is our lay leader here at the church, and I know that she would be open to welcome any suggestions or thoughts. And Betty Brown is a council chairperson, and we work together to try to come together to not only get the people that want to come to church can come to church, but also to make it a safe environment. Well, we also recognize birthdays when we come together, and I haven't been told of any birthdays this week, but we always sing happy birthday. So if we have some birthdays out there, even though we don't know about them, we want to sing. People tell me they like to hear me sing, so I will lead you in the happy birthday song. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more. And the same with anniversaries. You know, anniversaries are special. Every anniversary is important, and we try to recognize them too. So no matter if it's just an anniversary for a work anniversary or a marriage, we want to recognize them too. And we like to sing. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Well, I hope you enjoy my singing. Frank Sinatra is the one who trained me in my singing skills, so it's a joy to be able to share that with you today. Well, we want to just let you know what's going on in the announcements. Father's Day is coming up soon, so many other things, and we just hope and pray that you're doing well. But please let us know if there's anything that we could do, or to make the announcements better, or if you have something you want to add, please contact us. God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.